Hi everyone, my name is Kostas Batsiakas and I'm a PhD candidate in Kansas State University. And today I'm going to talk to you about how passive modified atmosphere packaging can extend the shelf life of spinach when stored in non-optimum temperatures. So the last decade, there has been a constant increase in the demand and consumption of locally produced food. And typically, local food is produced by small acre growers. And one of the major challenges for these growers is post-harvest handling. And this is mainly due to the cost of equipment or a lack of knowledge around the proper post-harvest handling methods and frequently limited access to cooling. So modified atmosphere packaging has been successfully utilized by the horticultural industry for maintaining quality. And it could be a solution for local growers, however, it requires a high investment. So passive MAP could be a cheaper alternative viable for these growers. And in passive MAP, the atmosphere is created through a synergy between the product respiration rate and the gas permeability of the packaging film. So spinach is a popular crop among local growers in Kansas, and its optimum storage temperature is around 0 to 1 degree Celsius. And in this temperature, the shelf life is approximately 2 weeks. However, local growers in our area frequently store their products either at 13 Celsius in order to commingle chilling sensitive and non-chilling sensitive commodities. And sometimes they even store it in only AC cooled rooms, which are approximately 20, 21 degrees Celsius. So as I said, MAP could be a solution for these growers. However, we have to keep in mind that it is designed for optimum storage temperature. So our objective was to investigate the effect of passive modified atmosphere packaging on the quality and shelf life of spinach when stored in non-optimum temperature. So we grew spinach at the K-State Research Center, and after harvesting, washing, and culling, we separated our treatments, and the passive modified atmosphere was created using the BreatheWay patch technology. So those patches allow specific amount of oxygen to flow in, specific amount of carbon dioxide to flow out. And in our case, the BreatheWay R&D designed those patches for our specific temperature and conditions using respiration rate data that I collected in preliminary studies. So our target atmosphere was approximately 3 to 6% oxygen and 6 to 11% carbon dioxide. And we had as a control treatment spinach stored in produce bags. So each treatment had approximately 320 grams of spinach, and we stored the treatments either on 13, either on 20 degrees Celsius at 90% relative humidity, and we had 3 replicates per treatment per day. And we repeated those experiments twice using a generalized randomized block design, having the experimental repetition as the blocking factor. So, excuse me. We measured the quality through shelf life in terms of physical quality. We measured water loss, chlorophyll content, chlorophyll fluorescence, electrolyte leakage, color and leaf firmness. Then we measured overall visual quality and also nutritional quality, antioxidant capacity in terms of ORAC and FRAP, and total phenolic content. So moving to some results, for 13 Celsius, the map reached equilibrium approximately at 2 days at 7% oxygen and 11% carbon dioxide. However, on day 7 and 9, we observed a significant decrease in oxygen, and it was probably due to the development of decay, which I will talk a bit about later. Then for 20 Celsius, we had equilibrium again at 2 days at approximately 3.5% oxygen and 6% carbon dioxide. So for overall visual quality, we found out that at 13 Celsius, the MAP spinach had significantly higher visual quality from day 5 up to day 9 when it reached below marketability, while the control treatment reached below marketability on 7 days of storage. For 20 degrees Celsius, the MAP spinach had significantly higher visual quality from day 2 and on until day 5 when it reached below marketability, while the control treatment was unmarketable after 4 days of storage. And here you can see some pictures. So for 13 Celsius after 7 days of storage, we can see some initiation of yellowing for MAP, but in control it's more evident. While on day 9 we have more yellowing on MAP, and it's not very visible, but on the tips we have some decay, while the control treatment looks terrible. For 20 Celsius, at day 4, we have initiation of yellowing for both treatments, but on control, it's more evident. And similarly, on day 5, there is more yellowing for both treatments, but in the control is more severe compared to modified atmosphere. So our color measurements correspond to what you saw. And for 13 Celsius, the MAP spinach had significantly darker leaves from day 7 until the end of shelf life. And similarly, for 20 degrees Celsius, the MAP spinach was significantly darker in color from day 4 and 5, which indicates a slower rate of chlorophyll degradation. So for chlorophyll content for 13 Celsius, our results correspond with the surface color measurements, where on day 7 we have significantly higher chlorophyll for MAP, while on day 9 we didn't measure the control because it was in a really bad state. However, on 20 Celsius, we don't see any significant differences between the two treatments. And this type of disparity between color measurements and chlorophyll color, chlorophyll content, has been seen in other studies as well. And it's because with a colorimeter, we measure a small area of the leaf for 15 random leaves, but for extracting chlorophyll, we get a bigger sample for the bag, and there is a bigger variability. So for water loss, for 13 Celsius on day 9, the MAP spinach had significantly lower water loss. And similarly, for 20 Celsius on day 4 and 5, there was less water loss compared to the control treatment. In terms of electrolyte leakage, we can see that for 13 Celsius, the MAP spinach demonstrated a significantly lower rate of electrolyte leakage for day 7 and 9, while for 20 Celsius there wasn't any significant difference between for the most of the shelf life between the two treatments. Only on day 3 the MAP spinach had higher electrolyte leakage. In regards to chlorophyll fluorescence, we saw the opposite results from electrolyte leakage. So while we were expecting more stressed tissue for the control treatment, we can see here that on 13 Celsius, actually the MAP spinach had significantly lower FV to FM values, which indicates higher stress in the photosystem too. And this could be actually explained by the oxygen depletion we saw in the MAP packaging, which might have disrupted the electron transmission chain and affected the light reactions. On 20 Celsius, though, we saw that on day 5, MAP spinach had significantly higher FN to FM ratio, which indicates less stress on the photosystem too. And finally, we didn't see any significant difference in terms of leaf thinness or antioxidant capacity or total phenolic content. So in conclusion, there was a beneficial effect of passive MAP on the post-harvest quality of spinach stored in non-optimum temperatures, and this was demonstrated by the decrease in water loss, decreased electrolyte leakage for 13 Celsius, and we saw generally for both treatment the retention of green color. And we also had increased shelf life, 2 days for 13 and 1 day at 20 Celsius. However, water condensation was a limited factor for 13 Celsius, which led to increased decay. So in order to evaluate if this technology has an actual practical application for small growers, we should do further experiments and use a film with increased water vapor transmission rate. Also, it's really important to investigate a bulk passive MAP design, because those growers don't pack in individual bags, but they prefer bulk. Also, very important, microbial activity measurements because of food safety concerns in temperature abuse. And also, it would be very interesting to study the effect of this technology on the sensorial properties of spinach, and also perform a consumer test. And with that, I would like to thank USDA AfriGrant for funding this research, my colleagues in the post-harvest lab for helping me out, and the people in the farm. Without them, this experiment wouldn't be possible. And also the Department of Statistics in K-State and Canval for the statistical analysis. And with that, thank you. Any questions? Yes, please.
You mentioned that water condensation was an issue, and that you want to use bags or film that have higher water vapor transmission rate. Presumably, bags that have higher water vapor transmission would also have higher transmission of oxygen and CO2, because water is a bigger molecule. Will your collaborators at Reboot need to develop a new patch for those new films, or will you use the same kind of patches?
Actually, it's multiple variables. It's the patch, but it's also the hole in the bag. So you have to play with all of this and, yeah, try different combinations of hole permeability to find, like, the sweet spot. Yes, please. Using a texture analyzer with a Kramer cell with 5 blades. So actually it measures the force needed to penetrate a stack of 20 leaves. Yes, please.
Can you store the spinach? Can you store them in ethylene-free?
No, we just used the standard control chambers where we just control the temperature and the relative humidity. So we didn't have any control of the ethylene, the surrounding ethylene. I drew some samples and actually measured in the GC, and at least in the actual bags I couldn't detect a big concentrations, but I didn't measure the surrounding environment, to be honest. Okay. Thank you.